Hi there, club members, and welcome to this week's live session. I hope you've all had a great week. The weather is finding up. We've got a brand new year ahead of us, and we're all about goal setting this month of January. As you can see, I've got a brand new microphone set up here, so hopefully the listening experience is more enjoyable as well. Let's go straight to our Trello board and have a look at what we're focusing on today. Share my screen. And here we are on our Trello board. We go on to the next communication. The very next thing is our live session for today. And scrolling down, we've got our daily focus. We've had this rolling daily focus every week, all coming from the information that Charles Coves presented at the start of this year, which was all around having a very passionate performance for 2021 and getting some great goals down. So I'll first of all go through what this coming week's daily focus is, and then the main focus of today's live session is establishing a plan to achieve your goals. And so last week it was all about identifying the actual goals that you've got for your practice. This week we're talking about how to establish a plan to actually achieve them. First of all, let's have a quick look at the daily focus for this coming week that will start coming out to you tomorrow morning. And as you know, week one of Charles's seven, and some of you may have already had one of these sent out to you in the mail, the seven strategies for a passionate 2021 and high performing 2021. The week one was concentrating on preparing your goals for mind, body, and spirit, those three crucial elements to concentrate on for a nice, happy, balanced life. Last week was accepting your reality. This current week, we are focusing on self-knowledge. And to develop self-knowledge, it's a lifelong journey. We never actually get there. We never get to the point where we're completely self-aware. So it's certainly a lifelong endeavor of curiosity about why we are here, why we act and behave in the way we do, and why others do as well, and discovery, discovering the awareness of those elements. And so I encourage you for this coming week to take the time to contemplate, either in your car, going for a walk, going for a run, maybe at the gym, but don't have anything distracting going on. Just be left with your own thoughts. Sit on the grass, do some grounding as you're contemplating things. Just let your mind turn over the movements of the day and what they've meant to you and what your reactions have been. So contemplation is a key one. Also, read books that encourage self-reflection. They could be autobiographies by people who you particularly admire or who have achieved great things, or they could be books really centered on ego and self-awareness, books such as Eckhart Tolle's range of titles. Also, pray, meditate. That's another space to get in. That's another way of getting into the self-awareness space. And also have meaningful discussions with those around you, not just superficial stuff such as how's the weather, but how are you going, and how did you experience this past year with lockdown, and how have you experienced your life in self-awareness? So have meaningful discussions with the people around you. So I encourage you to do all of that this coming week. Now, let's have a look at today's, and we're going to first of all go into last time's. Just to remind you around what we covered last time in identifying practice goals, this month of January is all about achieving, identifying and achieving your practice goals. And so to bring your mind back to it, we said it was very important to identify the goals for your practice. And then we're going to, as today, we're going to be establishing the plan to achieve your goals. Next Wednesday is going to be all about how to track your performance throughout the year and make sure you are on track to achieve those goals. And then the final week of, or the final Wednesday of January, is going to be how to get your team on board with your goals achievement process. And once we discovered what kind of goals are good goals to have, you know, the framework around establishing those goals, I threw a few topics into the ring that you may adopt as goals for your practice, one or many of them. You could have one of increasing turnover, increasing new patient numbers, improving productivity, so how efficient you are in the surgery, reducing costs, improve patient retention, improve consistency and efficiency, improve team harmony, reduce stress, improve team skills and performance, and possibly expanding your services. So there were a few goals that I threw into the ring that you may choose to adopt for your practice, but whatever you have decided upon as your goals moving forward through 2021, today is all about how we're going to put a plan in place to actually achieve them. So let me just go down to my little PowerPoint presentation here. So establishing a plan to achieve your goals. Now, I've got two frameworks that you can use for this. One is more simplified than the other. We're going to go through that one first. Now, whenever you have established a goal, you then need to establish a series of strategies that will help you get to that goal. And then for each strategy, there's going to be a series of actions or tasks that you can do that will make sure that you're completing that strategy. And it's a bit of reverse engineering. So we're identifying where we want to be, and then we're kind of rolling backwards and determining what needs to get done in order for us to get to that goal. I've got this framework, this particular framework, a few examples here. I think it's three or four examples here, just so you can get a feel for the kind of information that you're going to be adding to this grid. And downloads of this grid and the subsequent one are going to be available to you as well. So let's pretend that your goal is increasing turnover. Think about, and it's always a great idea to get the whole team on board with these sort of things. So a brainstorming session would be absolutely tremendous at the start of the year to get everyone together, maybe for a half day session. Let's determine what goals we want to identify for our 2021. And now let's look at each specific goal and think about what we can do to help improve our performance and results in terms of that particular area of the business. So if it's increasing turnover, one of the things we can do is increase prices. And so when you gather together with your team brainstorming, you've got everyone's ideas coming forward. One of them, if it was to be increasing prices, that's not enough. If we just determine how we can increase our turnover without identifying who is going to be doing what particular task in order for us to achieve that strategy of increasing prices, for example, it will never get done. It's not enough information. It's not specific enough and clear enough for people to be able to move forward with. And so we have to go to the next step of actions. If we were going to increase our prices, what do we need to do then? Let's get the receptionist to print off the fee list and provide it to the owner so that they can actually modify it. And then the owner to return for software update to the receptionist by the 30th of June, for example, 30th of January. And breaking it up into those specific tasks or actions is what is required for us to be able to reasonably expect the increase of prices to happen in a timely fashion. Another strategy that we may choose to do is reduce the downtime in the appointment book. How are we going to do that? What actions can we take? For the first step, let's make sure the receptionist can identify how much downtime we currently have. A lot of these sort of things can be derived from your dental software. Sometimes you need to manually count these sort of things. So the receptionist to identify how much downtime we currently have. Then a next step could be take the JPPS mini course on reducing broken appointment times. Another action step that we can take in order to achieve our strategy of reducing downtime that will then achieve our goal of increasing turnover is add focus in the morning huddle of the next unscheduled slot with the aim to fill it. So let's bring everyone's focus and attention towards the next unscheduled spot. And it's amazing. The minute the team members are focused, just we've got to fill that. It's not like you make anything up or suggest treatment that's not needed. No, not at all. The universe just delivers what we focus on. And another action we could take would be modify appointment confirmation process. So one of the reasons for downtime could be broken appointment times for late cancellations or FTAs. So let's make sure that we've got a really successful confirmation process in order to reduce the downtime. So that's an example there as well of a series of actions that are required to take place in order for us to roll out the strategy that will then allow us to achieve the goal. Other strategies, just to throw a few more in there, to increase the turnover is increase the number of services provided. Book more treatment every day. Replace lower fee services with higher fee services and improve appointment book efficiency. And then brainstorm them out. Each one of these, focus on one at a time, get some ideas from the whole group. What actions can we take or do we need to take in order to meet that strategy and roll that strategy out? Here's another example. If the goal was to increase case acceptance, let's have a look at the strategy of improving patient engagement. Maybe patients aren't fully understanding and being educated around what's needed in their mouth. So let's have improving patient engagement as a strategy that will help us achieve the goal of increasing case acceptance. The actions we can take to meet this strategy is the dentist communication study. So they go online or attend courses that are really just focused on how to effectively communicate with the patient. We could also do a role play of a case presentation and identify as areas for improvement in that way. What about researching how other dentists deliver case presentations? If you're part of a larger dental community, ask other dentists who are particularly good at case presentations. What do you do? Or even ones that aren't that great at it, just start sharing some ideas. What does everyone do in terms of educating a patient and getting them aligned with the values around oral health? And what ideas could you pick up and run with yourself in the surgery? Another strategy that will help us increase case acceptance could be to provide additional take-home information. What do we need in order to meet this strategy, roll this strategy out, is have all the treatment brochures ready to hand out and attach to emails and source useful educational videos to email to patients. Another strategy could be offering flexible payment plans. Maybe finances are the barrier to patients booking in and accepting their treatment plans. So in order to roll out the strategy of offering flexible payment plans, we need to, first of all, establish an in-house payment plan and establish an external payment plan system. And we can delegate the receptionist to research such things. Then bring it back to the group, discuss it, and determine what path you're going to take moving forward in terms of payment plans that you're going to offer your patients. Another strategy to increase case acceptance could be to open up role of patient coordinator. Maybe your practice is large enough that it can sustain the role of a patient coordinator, someone that is the patient's buddy moving all the way through. The dentist doesn't need to spend an hour explaining everything to the patient. They can diagnose and suggest solutions, hand it over to the patient coordinator, who then explains everything in whatever, at whatever pace and to whatever degree the patient would like in order to understand what's going on for them. So what do we need in order to roll out the strategy of opening up the role of patient coordinator? Do we have a team member eager and capable of stepping into this role so we can gauge its effectiveness? Why not give it a try first and see how it can be rolled out within your practice? And if it's working out well, that team member really loves it, fantastic. If they don't really love it, then you know more so what kind of characteristics you're looking for in a future team member to hire them into that role. Here's another example. Increasing new patients. If this was a goal for the practice, what strategies can we roll out? Well, we could establish a referral reward program. We could also improve customer service. And so more people are talking about how wonderful we are, therefore referring more new patients to us. We could improve our online presence and we could advertise. For each of these strategies, we have to identify action steps that are required in order to roll out that strategy. So the buck doesn't stop right here. It actually gets to a point where there's a proper plan and system in place that we can roll things out. So in order to establish a referral reward program, let's brainstorm ideas amongst the whole team. Maybe the team can research what other practices are doing. They can do a search on Facebook dental groups ask the question out there, what are other practices doing? Maybe it's advertised on other practice websites, what they're doing. So have a bit of a research about what's going on and ask friends and family what they would appreciate as a reward or as an incentive to encourage them to refer new business to the hairdresser, the restaurant, the dentist of their choice. The other strategy of improving customer service, what action steps to take? The team can go to customer service training. As you know, the Julie Parker Practice Success online courses, there is one all around customer service. Bring in a mystery shopper so you can start identifying areas that can be improved and also identifying areas that we're already really great at and we need to make sure that we keep and hang on to. Survey happy patients, how to improve. So when we sometimes talk about sending out surveys, a lot of people just send it out to everybody. I don't think that's a good thing. I think send it out to your really happy patients. They're happy for a reason. Find out what those reasons are. Improve your online presence. The action steps are, we could revamp the website. We could establish a Facebook page. And what do our Google reviews look like? Let's have a look at that. If we're going to start to advertise, then let's organize a meeting with our SEO or online marketing company that we're using. If you don't have one already, research a few different ones and have a few discussions. Also, research cost of local paper advertising. That could be another action step that you take in order to roll out the strategy of advertising with the goal of increasing your new patient numbers. And one final one, reducing expenses. And so if we're going to reduce expenses, we could introduce a yearly budget. We could reduce disposable ordering. We could arrange a discount at supply companies that we order the most from. And then the subsequent action steps for each of those strategies. Now, I'll just get out of that screen because I want to show you now, if you liked that framework, and you had a couple of minor goals, or not minor goals, but if you had a couple of goals to work with, that might be enough for you. But if you've got a series of goals, if you wanted to really improve all manner of areas of your practice, or you wanted to have that grid a little bit more detailed, I've developed an Excel document that you may find interesting. I'll go back to sharing my screen. And I'll come down here to my Excel document. And I'll have that fill up the whole screen. Okay, this is a document called the Goals, Strategies, and Tasks. And tasks are the same as actions. They're just step-by-step processes to go through in order to roll out any given strategy. And you've got a worksheet here and then a series of worksheets to the right. I'll go through these one at a time. It's going to increase the appearance of it here so we can go through it a little bit more easily. So the goals, strategies, and tasks. Now up the top here, we've got the goal. It could be a financial goal or any other different type of goal. As I say, the goal could be around customer service, could be around team, could be around marketing and new business. And so first of all, identify a goal in relevant aspects of your practice, such as financial turnover, team culture, services offered, patient growth, expansion, marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Type in the goal here. So this is designed to be able to have quite a bit of text put in there. And then this is going to be the area of the strategies. So identify three strategies that will assist in the achievement of your goal. Now, what I want to do, I just had the thought this might be helpful. So first of all, let's say we're going to increase turnover. I'm going to copy that. Bring it over here. So that's the goal. And the first strategy that we had for increasing turnover was increase prices. So we'll put that in there. Increase prices. And as you can see, there are other areas grayed out. They're the ones that are part of the grid, but we're not focusing on those ones within this particular worksheet. Same with the strategy. We're looking just at strategy one now, which is why it's bolded in blue. The ones in gray will come at subsequent worksheets. So increase prices. Next thing is to identify the tasks that each strategy need to be implemented. Some strategies may have five tasks that may have more. Some may only have one or two tasks to roll out. For this particular one, we had identified just two tasks or two actions. So I'll copy that. We're going to add that in there. So receptionist to print our fee list and provide the owner for modification. The second task that we had identified there, we are going to enter in there. Make it nice and center, make it nice and pretty. And of course, we're going to change it from June to January because that's the time of year we're looking at the moment. The next thing, and this is where this particular worksheet goes beyond the initial grid that I showed you. This is where the initial grid stopped. Now we're going to start actually delegating things to a particular person. So who is going to be accountable for that? Let's just say Sally is our receptionist. So we're going to put Sally in charge of that. And the owner to return for software update by the 30th of January. And just say the dentist's name is Tom. And so Tom is going to be doing that. And the due date, as we know, Tom's due date is the 30th of January. And Sally's due date, if it's today, the 13th of January, let's say it's not a big task for Sally to do to download that fee list and hand it over to Tom. So let's give Sally 2 days to do that, 15th of January. And then we're going to determine the method of monitoring progress. How will this strategy's progress be tracked? And this is where true accountability happens. Quite often, it's at the team meetings, the monthly staff meetings, that these sort of documents are brought in and everyone has a look at where everything's at. Is everyone doing the things that they're accountable for by the certain date? What I would encourage you to do if you had a series of goals is to actually establish a Trello board for yourselves for your practice. That way, you can actually make sure people are getting alerts in their phone, in their email of tasks that they're responsible for and the due date they need to get that done by. If you've got multiple goals, I think that's a magnificent plan. Otherwise, just tracking progress at the morning huddles and your monthly team meetings should be enough. So how are we this strategy's progress be tracked? So if we are increasing our prices, how quickly will we know if that's being impacted on the increasing turnover? Pretty quickly. So this is going to be tracked by assessing KPI of turnover every month at staff meeting. That's how we're going to track the progress of this. We always need to be able to track whether the actions we're taking are helping us or hindering us or not doing anything in terms of achieving our goals. So if we had this increasing the fee list as a strategy for helping us to increase turnover, and the month later and the month later income stayed exactly the same, we know that this particular strategy is not being useful in the way that we're rolling out, or it could be the strategy itself is flawed. And so then we can start to manage that, modify that, introduce a different strategy instead. So always determine how it's going to be, the progress is going to be monitored of whether this is working or not. Tracking progress, note your current tracking results and then update every month to ensure progress is being achieved. If progress needs to improve, either modify the strategy. I think there's more to be said there. I think it has not allowed me to, let me see if I can make that bigger. Make it bigger. Or shift to a new strategy. So the starting point, the monthly turnover, for example, let's just say that it was $120,000, $230,000. And then the following month, it's actually $140,987. So we can say we are seeing an improvement to our, or a better result in terms of our, in terms of our turnover. So we are achieving our goal. So that steps you through what these worksheets do. The following one is, again, let's make that a bit bigger for you again, still financial. It'll still be the same goal. But this time we're looking at what the second strategy was. And the second strategy was reduce downtime. And then we've got the actions to enter into there that we have identified that will help us roll out that strategy of reducing downtime. And these are the people that are accountable for each of these action steps or each of these tasks. And then there's a due date for each of those tasks. And then this is how we're going to monitor success. And these are whatever notes that we might want to include there as well. And you see there, now the first one's grayed out, but number two is bolded. And this next page, gray, but number three strategy is bolded. And then the same happens at the top here for your type of goal. That's your second goal that you've got rolling out for the practice and your first strategy for it, and so on and so forth. So this could be a document that you complete as a team, track as a team. Tracking every month is a tremendous idea. It gives you a month to roll out any changes and modifications that you may have, and it gives your practice time to achieve some sort of progress so you know if that strategy and that those tasks are actually working to help you achieve your overall goals. If you have any questions, please let me know. Everything is available for your download. And if you require a discussion or a little walkthrough one-on-one, as I say, let me know. I'm more than happy to take you through it. I wish you the very best in the plan establishment of achieving your 2021 goals. And next time, Wednesday next week, we're going to be talking about tracking key performance indicators. So really getting down to the nuts and bolts of how to track the indicators of growth, of development, of improved results for your practice. I look forward to seeing you then. See you later.